This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, hour number two here on a Monday afternoon now. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back-to-back NFL no huddles coming up in just a couple of minutes. We will get back into what the Falcons couldn't get done yesterday afternoon in Foxborough, and then all the other news from around the league. Tons of injuries yesterday.
Yeah, man. Like
so many big-time star player devastating injuries yesterday. We'll get you caught up on all that over the next 45 minutes. Get the phone lines back open at 1240 as well. Really good calls at 1140. We'll do the same thing in about half an hour from right now.
How about the – and you told me this when I got here. Like, they had a – the Hawks had an injury dump in the middle of a Georgia game. That Trey's in the middle. They thought we wouldn't have noticed?
I don't know. The timeline of all the Trey stuff was interesting. Like, you know, he gets hurt mid last week, right?
Yes.
And then we don't really know much about it. Seemed like it was going to be better than initially feared. And then Trey has his tweet on Friday, which had everybody wondering what was going
God.
On. Which, you know.
I don't judge nobody Jesus, Andy. I don't never judge nobody Jesus. But damn, every time like you woke up late and missed practice. You got to quote Matthew?
There's probably a Bible verse for that.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't question nobody Jesus.
Sure.
Like, all the time?
Sure. Damn. Yeah. But then the other thing, too, is, you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Like,
that's
everyone's wondering what's going on with your health.
Like, I didn't see nothing.
Well, because they didn't tell us for a whole nother day.
Yeah.
So we got a whole day of speculating about what that meant, which I think is what the people who write cryptic tweets want, which, again, you're pretty famous. Like, how much attention do you need? Anyway, and then we find out late Saturday, like in the midst of all the crazy college football stuff, that Trey is going to be reevaluated in a month.
Yes.
So he's going to miss a month with his knee injury. Reevaluated in a month doesn't mean playing in a month.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Say that one more time?
I mean, at this point, what is it, November 3rd? Hopefully we see Trey by Christmas. I don't know. Seems like a reasonable timeline.
Yeah.
A month is early December, and then you get reevaluated. Probably add a couple more weeks to that. Normally is.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
The sprained MCL is usually
Six weeks. Yeah. There's no use speculating because he'll be back when he's back.
Yeah.
But not great for a Hawks season that had a lot of hype coming into it.
Right.
It's gotten off to a pretty clunky start, and now your star player is going to be out for a while. Also, not great for a guy who's in a contract year. You know, Trey's trying to make.
The maximum.
Trying to get that big next contract.
The maximum.
And he's going to miss a whole bunch of basketball. So that sucks.
The maximum, Andy. But, he'll be out for a while. Hopefully these guys can stay afloat like most teams when you lose your star player. Hopefully other guys step up and, you're not too far behind when Trey gets back.
Mm-hmm.
Most important. I think that's definitely the most important thing. But so
the problem just for me, again, I know, we'll get back to the Falcons.
Yeah.
The problem is, This 6 weeks was supposed to be the gelling.
Yes.
6 weeks.
Yes.
All these new pieces figuring out how to play together.
Then you were all.
Then we were.
I was like, all right, get it figured out by Christmas and then off and running. Now you're not going to have that guy back on the court with all those guys till then.
Yes.
So the gel, you know, we got to gel into the new year.
Got to re-gel.
Yeah, you got to re-gel.
Got to re-gel, man. Put it back in the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fridge freezer?
Yeah, fridge does gelling, right? Like Jell-O.
You want to put the fridge. Yeah. You put it in the freezer and forget about it, then it freezes.
Yeah, yeah. So put it back in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Okay. That's how you make Jell-O. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Not a Jell-O guy.
Not at all. No.
Even my kids don't really like Jell-O.
Not either.
Yeah.
Not either. Never been big Jell-O.
Yeah. We're on the same page on that one. Here's Raheem Morris talking about missing that extra point.
You know, it never comes down to one singular thing. There's a couple of different situations in the game that you can win, that you can change that result. And we almost did it at the end. We got the ball back. We had a chance to go down and drive and either take the lead or have an opportunity to win that football game. And that's all you can ask from your football team. And they did everything I asked.
Almost everything you asked.
Well, you could ask for a little more.
Yeah, almost everything you asked. Yeah, man. I mean, he's right about the one singular play, but that's the biggest play. You know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest one. That's that because you had opportunity. Your team fought their ass off.
Yeah.
Like, this could have got so ugly before halftime, knowing that New England gets the freaking ball back.
It felt like it was about to become Miami.
Yes. And then you get the biggest. Is that the biggest defensive player of the year?
Definitely.
Yeah, the biggest defensive player of the year from your two top picks. It's a great damn play, and now you're back in this damn game. That would have been a damn shame if they had wasted that opportunity to kick the field goal.
Oh, I know.
It would have been a shame. But again, great call by Zach Robinson, great play call, and they were able to get the touchdown. And then a great job coming out of the half by the defense, because that's always the thing. They get the ball first, and then you were able to go down and get another score, and you fight your ass off all game for somebody to just do your freaking job, man.
Simple as that.
Just do your damn job. Yes, there are other plays. Yes, whatever.
Of course.
Do your damn job. You did it just previously?
Right. The problem with the other plays are a lot of those other guys have made other plays.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yeah, he didn't go out there. Like,
he didn't tackle anybody.
Nah. Is he the kickoff guy?
Yeah. I think so. Maybe it's Pinion. I don't know.
They didn't drop it?
No, right. You know what I mean? There was no great special teams play as far as that goes. Nah, you made one field goal from 38. He made his other extra points, which, again, you're not going to get credit for that.
No, that's your job.
And then you miss the most important one. But here's the problem, though. Here's the problem with that being his job. He's not very good at it.
Don't matter. But
which is the reason why he wasn't employed when the season started.
I understand where you're coming from, dog. But you got to make the freaking kick, bro. Because the thing about it is, we can talk about he's a replacement here, replacement there, all that junk. You're on the deck. You know what he going to do? You know what's going to happen tomorrow? He getting paid.
That's right. No, look, I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm just not going to stop at being upset that Parker Romo missed an extra point that cost them a potential win. The fact that Parker Romo is out there in the first place goes up higher than him.
I got it, and that's a problem too. I got what everything you're saying, but I'm talking about right now. This man is still that direct deposit gonna hit at midnight tonight for missing a damn kick, but he's still gonna get paid. So he's a professional. So just go. But yeah,
probably not for long.
Yeah, man. Just
you know how
whenever you feel it, like because you've been through it with personal experiences. Yeah, kind of just chaps my ass a little bit.
Does it make you feel better to know that he'll probably be unemployed by the end of the week?
No, because there's no guarantee that he will.
Yeah, there's no guarantee. Because what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Exactly.
You're going to go find somebody less than him.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That's where my frustration lies is, yes, that happened yesterday. That's a part of the reason why you lost yesterday.
Yep.
But this is now the third game, second pretty clearly, where a lacking kicking game cost you an opportunity to win a game. You've only played eight. You only played eight games. That's 25% of your games have come down to that.
Yeah, man.
But again, that's also something that we came into the season knowing was an issue. That's the problem, is you didn't turn over every single rock and address every single concern. I know you can't do everything at every position, but you could have looked a little harder at the kicker position coming into the year.
Yeah, possibility.
And now before you're not even halfway through the year, because he plays 17 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Eight's slightly less than half of 17.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to be on your third kicker of the season.
Possibility.
Which means you blanked up.
Yep.
You blanked it up coming into the year. In a year where you couldn't afford to. That's what I don't understand. Is like everybody knew what was on the line this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's try to make sure we're buttoned up.
But that's the thing about it is that, but we remember we go back. Oh God, I hate the fact that we're talking about freaking kickers right now. But he looked at it from a standpoint of, hey, this guy, he was just hurt last year. He's having a great camp.
I guess. What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
What is that?
Exactly.
He was not good last year, and then they hoped that he would be good this year.
That's what you do.
And then they cut him after week one, so clearly they didn't have that much confidence in him.
Because you kicked after 1 week, you got rid of him.
You know what I mean?
1 week.
Because if they were like, oh, no, he's actually okay, if they really did believe then that they he was kept okay, him. Then they would have kept him, yeah. And they wouldn't have, exactly. So, anyway, here we are. Like I said in the first hour, it's the bed they've made, the lumpy-ass bed they've made, and now we have to lay in it. At 3-5. Going to Berlin.
Going to Berlin.
To play a pretty damn good Colts team.
Yes.
Who just got their lunch handed to them.
Yes.
Yesterday. 6 turnovers. They only had 4 in the first 6-7 games of the year. Yeah, they had 6 yesterday.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
There you go.
But, yeah, that's just the NFL, man. I mean, it just beat them weeks, man. And, I mean, it's crazy because, we're chatting. I hate chat. We're talking last week, and I was like, there's certain games. I was just like, it just seemed like the Colts are due for a loss.
Yeah.
You know, you wish it would have been this weekend coming up, but, you know, and not to say you can't get them. They just got so many different.
They could lose 2 in a row.
They could lose 2 in a row. They're not impossible to beat.
No.
You know, and then they do have a quarterback who is shaky sometimes. Who's had a shaky career until now. No, he made some plays and everything like that. But I thought yesterday, you know, we go back to the Falcons defense. Like, Drake May didn't hurt them with his legs, mm-mm, with his scrambles. Mm-mm. I thought. They gave up too many easy completions to the flat. Like, you're like, it's 3rd and 7, you give it up at 6. Like, oh, yeah. You know, it's just like they were too deep in their drops.
They were so good on 3rd down.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 3rd and 11 early in the 4th quarter, and they find Diggs on that throw to the sideline.
Yes.
Obviously, the final play, just a gutsy-ass call to throw it on 3rd and 5 in that situation.
Diggs stepped out on his touchdown.
Did you?
I thought he did.
That was a nice little move, too.
Oh, yeah, that was that.
To kind of take it outside and dive at the pylon.
Oh, vintage Stephon right there.
Yeah, that's because Cardi B was in the building.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
She was. She was sitting up there with Robert Kraft.
What's the word for it?
Flex.
It's a flex. Yeah. But it's a duo I didn't expect to see ever. Oh. You know what I mean? Ooh. I didn't know. If you would have said to me, hey, Andy, you think you're going to tune into a NFL game? Uh-huh. And see Robert Kraft sitting next to Cardi B.
Oh, okay.
Before I knew that, you know, her and Stephon Diggs were a thing, I would have been like, no, probably not. Probably not going to see that. But what do you know? That's isn't that what's great about life?
Yeah, man.
You never know what's going to happen.
The new power couple of the NFL.
Except for one thing, you know, it's going to happen is the Falcons are going to find a way to blanket up at the end.
And they did again, as they usually do. Hey,
and repeat.
This Thursday, join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram as they get you ready for Thursday Night Football. They'll be broadcasting 2 to 6. While enjoying great food, great drinks at Buffalo's Cafe, you can be a part of the action. That's Dukes and Bell this Thursday, 2 to 6 at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram.
I wish we were allowed to cuss on Mondays.
Yeah.
You know, like most days is fine. That doesn't really bother me that much. But like when the Falcons lose like this, it just would be so much more appropriate.
I do my best not to cuss.
It's
man.
Weird to talk about it and not cuss. And they're a real cuss-worthy football team.
I don't. There's a reason, and I love the guy. Of course, I love him. I don't know why Hot Rod ain't playing on somebody's team.
There's a reason why. I don't know.
32 teams saying no.
I saw him at game day the other week.
Yeah,
nailed it.
And made somebody some money.
Nailed it.
I don't know why Hot Rod's doing.
You think Parker Romo would make that game day kick? That
hell
McAfee
no,
kick?
He wouldn't. Too much pressure. $100,000 there, Andy.
Nah, push it right. All right,
that kick was outside, so.
It's true. He's only good inside. good Lord. NFL No Huddle Part 2 coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon. Ooh. We'll get the phone lines open back up in 20 minutes from right now, Falcons fans, and we can get back into what happened yesterday in Foxborough, 404-726-0929. We'll just take a 10-minute
recess
break.
Yeah.
And talk about all the other games.
First of all,
didn't involve the Falcons.
But you mentioned earlier all the freaking injuries coming out of this weekend.
Yeah,
a lot of
really
ACLs.
Bad.
Mykel's down. I saw Tucker Kraft tore his.
Yeah.
I mean, just so many freaking injuries, man. Then we know with Jaden Daniels. I know Dan's catching a lot of heat up there in Washington for keeping him in the game. He's a football player, man. He's a football player. Now,
yeah.
With that being said, Jaden, get the ball. Cliff Kingsbury. Call a run. Don't call it with an option on it.
Yeah, and Jaden, man, like
– have a rough year, Andy.
I was kind of not really paying super close attention to it by that point, but I was pretty dialed into the first half just because what Darnold was doing was pretty incredible.
Yes.
16 for 16, 4 touchdowns. I mean, he was dealing. Jaden took a lot of hits.
Yes.
Like
– Yes.
That, I mean, and for – I know that that's part of his game and part of what makes him great and all that. He's got to avoid contact a little bit more.
But you remember, that was one of the things. He's slight built, and I know, the Washington scars, you see RG3.
I know.
You see RG3.
Yeah, that elbow was pretty nasty.
Yeah, that was
nasty. I mean, is it – it's not his throwing arm?
No, it's his left arm.
So does that mean there's a slightly faster timeline?
Yeah, he might be able to play this year.
Yeah, okay.
Again, but I wouldn't let him play. He's been hurt 3 times already.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah. I mean, and not this isn't like – told you so or anything, but we both mentioned what they were doing last year was a high wire act.
Yeah, it was
pretty hard to recreate that. I mean, same thing with the Chiefs. Chiefs won all those one score games last year, and I don't think they've won a single one score game yet this year.
Yeah, man,
it's hard to live like that.
Yeah, shout out to the Bills. That was a nice win they had yesterday. They just beat up the Chiefs. They got after them in every single way. But that's what they do. He's 5-1. He's 5-1 against Pat in the regular season.
That's what they do. They beat him in the regular season. Pat goes, aw, shucks.
Yep.
And then they play him in January, and Pat's going to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So until they beat him then I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. They won a football game. Obviously it matters, and the Bills are very good. But until they beat him in the postseason, then that'll still be a part of the conversation. This was the craziest game of the day. And look, every game the Bengals play intend to be the craziest game every single Sunday. But I can't believe that they lost this football game. Here's Caleb Williams winning it.
Caleb throws, Chicago middle of the field, Loveland catch, breaks away at the 30, Loveland 20, Loveland 10, Loveland end zone, touchdown Bears! Bears, and the Bears reclaim the lead, 47-42.
Unbelievable.
I mean, tackle?
Unbelievable play.
Wrap up?
I mean, first of all, Joe Flacco came into the game with a sprained AC joint in his shoulder. Threw for damn near 500 yards.
Yeah. It's his first 400-yard passing game of his career.
I know.
470.
Yeah, man. What? That was unreal, dude. And, like, some of the catch, like, T. Higgins.
Oh, man. Those guys are so
good. But for them to not tackle.
Yeah.
Loveland on that play. Hell of a throw by Caleb. Hell of a play by Love, mm-hmm. because he just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. And then, I mean, there's – we can talk about what happened with the Falcons. Yeah, the kicker missed, but ain't nobody going to come out like how I am. I ain't on your damn team. I can say what the hell I want to say. But for the Bengals offensive players to be going like, just get a freaking stop.
Yeah. Bleep. Jamar's cussing.
Yeah.
I don't know. He knew he was probably being filmed at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
But so, I do get it.
I understand. I get it.
They've lost like – 10 games in the last 2 years where they scored 30
yes,
plus.
Yes.
They scored 42.
And lost. Yes.
That's insane.
Yes. Yes.
And last week they scored 38 and lost.
And lost.
To the
yes.
Jets.
I understand the frustration. You just got to wait. We can get locker room. We can squabble.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, we can get locker room and squabble
after
all these cameras and everything gone, but just do it like that.
Nah, fair enough.
No, nah, because they ain't going to make them better because they're not good enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The Vikings.
Good win.
With a very impressive win over the Lions. J.J. McCarthy makes his first start since the Falcons game where he got injured and he'd been out all that time. Gutsy win from the Vikings going into Detroit and winning that game 27-24.
I thought that was a great win for them, Andy. They really, you know, put this young man in good position.
Yeah.
And when everything fails, throw it to Jefferson.
It's a good game plan.
It's a good game plan. And, you know, Detroit, it was time for them to miss one of these games. It was just they're still one of the best teams in the NFC, but they're going to give away one of these games like this.
Panthers with an impressive win as well. Kind of a opposite of what happened to the Falcons, where their kicker missed the extra point and then comes back and makes the game winner at the end. They're 5-4, man.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, man.
I really didn't see them. I didn't think they'd win 5 games all year.
They can run the hell out of the football.
Yeah, Rico Dowdle's
they can run
season.
The hell out of the ball. And then with them running the football, they were able to neutralize the rush, which really was. I know Bryce Young got that crap knocked out of him on the sideline. He wasn't out of bounds. I don't care. I know that's why it looked a lot worse, but he was still in bounds when old boy hit him. He was. But, I mean, just the way the Panthers were able to run the football. And you look at – I mean, Jordan Love, he is what he is. He's uber talented, but he's just
– He makes real weird decisions. Like that one, and I know ultimately the Panthers DB dropped the ball, which is crazy.
Yes.
But that one where he was rolling left and like directing traffic.
What are you
and
doing?
Then throws a lollipop across his body. How does the guy not catch the ball? I don't understand.
Like,
but yeah, he makes some real questionable decisions.
Yeah.
49ers, just keep rolling.
Yeah, man.
Just hand it to Christian McCaffrey or throw it to him. Whatever. Yeah, just give it to Christian McCaffrey. They're 6-3. Let's hear the record-breaking field goal from Jacksonville. Cam Little from downtown.
68 yards away. It's up there. It's out there. And it's good. It's good from 68.
What a freaking kick.
That game was insane, too.
That damn Brock Bowers, man. Mm-hmm. One of the best I've ever seen in my life.
He's
just so damn good, man.
He's just so special.
He's such a special, special football player.
For people
player,
that
man.
Don't know, he had 12 receptions on 13 targets,
yes.
127 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also got the ball on a handoff one time and took it for a first down.
Yes. He's freaking special.
And just every time you throw it to him, it's a huge play. I saw George Foster tweet this out last night, and I totally agree. I hope either they get good or he finds a way to get to a different team.
Get the hell out of here,
because
man.
I want to see Brock Bowers in a good situation.
That dude,
he's just a generationally great
dude
tight end.
It's just freaking different, man. It's freaking different.
Yeah, and then Cam Little hit a 68-yarder.
Yeah, which is freaking – didn't he hit like an 80-yarder?
He hit a 70-yarder in preseason.
80-yarder in preseason or something?
So just while we're talking about it, we got guys that can make 68, 70-yarders, and we got guys that can't make extra points.
Yeah, we talked about
the
Steelers and Colts game already. 6 turnovers, 5 sacks. They look like the old Steelers defense.
Yeah, they did. They looked really good.
They looked like the old Steelers. What they did was, and it's something that the Falcons can maybe steal a playbook on defense out of, they bump a run against the receivers. They know how teams want to play the Falcons. They can't run away from them. Now, Pittman and these dudes, they're great, but they're not speed guys. Now, the Warren's going to be the problem. You know, but I thought the biggest thing that the Chiefs, the Steelers did, Jonathan Taylor didn't kill him.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor didn't go off like he usually does. But, yeah, Pittsburgh, nice win for them because we know everything was coming back to the pack with Baltimore starting to win and everything.
Yeah, they needed that
so
one.
They needed that one. They needed that one really bad.
Yeah, it's interesting to see some of the details of what happened with Indy. I mean, Pierce and Pittman both went off. I mean, they each had 115 yards receiving. Mm-hmm. They were turning the ball
over.
I mean, they turned the ball over six times. They had only turned it over four times in the year leading into that. And so, obviously, that's the Falcons' next opponent.
Yep.
They're 7-2. And, you know, you go back to training camp and all the nonsense with quarterback competitions, and obviously Anthony Richardson gets hurt. Nobody believes in Daniel Jones. That's one of the stories of the year so far in the NFL for them to be 7-2. And that's what the Falcons take on in Berlin early on Sunday, by the way.
What time did that wait for a start, Bunk?
If the game starts at 9:30,
yep,
then the Falcons Radio Network pregame show starts at 7:30, mm-hmm, and Wade Ford starts 2 hours before that. So we'll be on at 5:30.
Okay.
It'll be 5:30 a.m. Me and Smokin' Joe Patrick.
There we go.
I mean, who wouldn't want to listen to me and Joe at 5:30 a.m.?
You'll be up.
Huh? You'll be up.
You know I will be. You know I dare. You damn sure know I will be.
What are people that are up at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday doing?
Working? Getting ready for early morning service.
Okay, sure.
Okay, getting ready for early morning service.
Sure.
Working.
Coming home
from out there in them streets. Or like me, just like to be up.
Yeah, just early risers.
Yeah, just early damn riser. I'm up. Might as well just get this day started, Andy.
Let's get moving.
And ride all the way, ride around and get it.
Trade deadline's tomorrow.
Yes. I don't know
if the Falcons will trade anybody.
I think only one I could think of, I'll tell you, is maybe Arnold Lovecady.
Yeah, I heard that on the broadcast.
But I don't think they will. Interesting. I don't think they will.
What are you looking for in return? Are you trying to find a Divine Diablo replacement?
I mean, it depends on how long he's out.
Yeah.
Like, he's on IR, so it's four.
At least.
At least four. So, I mean, that's always the thing about when you talk about making trade, isn't an upgrade or replacement. And it's a difference between an upgrade and a replacement.
Because I have no interest in the Falcons trading Arnold Ebiketie for some draft picks.
Exactly.
Like, you got holes in your boat right now.
Yeah.
You got to plug
it. And there's still time. I know it's fading. Don't get me wrong. I know it's fading, but there is time. Like, teams like Miami, who we talked about, they trade away Jaden Phillips.
Yes, yeah,
the pass rusher. There's going to be a couple more going on.
Where'd they trade him to?
To who you think?
Always.
The damn Eagles.
The Eagles always get somebody's pass rusher at the deadline. Yes. Always.
And he comes in and makes an immediate impact.
Oh, he's going to have 8 sacks and one in the playoffs.
Yes.
In the NFC Championship.
Yes.
Like, without question.
That's about it. Oh, and then Matt Stafford again, you know, 4 touchdown passes.
Yeah, that's all he does. Yeah. He had 4, like 5 last week.
Yeah.
Like a fine wine, man. I don't know. It's crazy. It almost seems a little bit too like people are kind of – it's flying under the radar. I mean, they're tied for first place in the NFC West. They're 6-2.
Yep.
He's playing as good as he has.
then the freaking Broncos found a way to win. They just slithered out of there with the Texans.
Yuck. That game was awful.
Yes, it was. Once CJ Stroud went, it was bad when he was in.
That game was horrible.
Yeah, it was bad when he was in.
But I'd rather have a horrible win. They're 7-2.
You're damn right.
Than a horrible loss and be 3-5. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929, Falcons fans. Call us up. Anything that happened yesterday is on the table. Great calls in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll do it again next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Noon hour on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We will talk with as many Falcons fans as we can over the next 15 minutes or so. Maybe get back into this a little bit at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. I know Mondays following Falcons games, especially following like really frustrating Falcons losses, tend to be dedicated mostly to that. Wild weekend in college football.
Yeah, man.
Like just great games all over the place on Saturday. Georgia finds a way again, as they always do. Georgia Tech stepped on that rake, like kind of thought maybe they would down the stretch. It's just hard to go undefeated in big time college football, and they got a dose of offense in Raleigh on Saturday night. But you know, Haynes King was great, and they're still in it. They're still everything in front of them and all that. And then some more coaches got fired.
Yep, which is not surprising. And who got fired? Not surprising.
Yeah, man.
So that don't
score 3 points.
Three damn. You're known for offense.
Yeah, you're the offense.
Three damn points.
3 points.
Three damn points.
Yeah.
So shuffling quarterbacks.
Auburn's open. Add it to the list.
Yeah, man.
There's some big-time jobs open in college football right now, man. But we'll spend a lot more time on that tomorrow. But we'll get back into it a little bit in 20 minutes. Again, if you want to jump on hold and talk Falcons, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Devin in Kansas City, who has been hanging on since the 11 o'clock hour. So thank you for your patience, Devin. How are you?
Yeah, that's cool. Y'all ain't want to talk to me. It's all right, though.
Yep, I saw the call log. Say, no, we don't want to talk to Devin.
Screen is called.
I know y'all did. That's how y'all do me. It's all good, though. Two things, though. So I'm not going to harp on the whole Zach Robb thing, 1-for-10 on third down, stuff like that. I mean, we get it. I feel like we can improve. My other thing is, who the hell else other than Drake London is in that wide receiver room? I'm including Darnell Mooney.
Yep.
Like, that's right. I can't blame Pennies, or I can't even tell the type of progression he's making, because, hell, it seems like he only trusts one damn receiver, right?
Yeah.
And my other thing is, we're 3-5. I'm not losing faith on the season at this point, but at this point, we got contracts coming up. We don't got a first rounder next year. At what point do we make that decision on whether we start selling and getting the most we can out of guys that won't be here?
Well, you got to make a decision in the 24 hours.
Yeah, because the trade deadline is tomorrow.
Yeah, the trade deadline is coming up.
They're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that.
I could tell you pretty confidently that they're not going to do that. They need these guys that are on this roster right now to win so they don't get fired.
Exactly. Exactly. The whole thing with the whole Drake London thing, that's what he trusts. Mm-hmm. He trusts Drake. Not saying he don't trust Moody and anything like that, but he trusts Drake. He trusts Kyle.
Yeah. Well,
and then that's why, you remember what I said this yesterday? I said it early in the show. It comes over players, right? Players. He's your number one wide receiver. He's supposed to get all the damn balls. Mm-hmm. So you know what? We can talk about the not reading the field and everything like that. I got to go to this guy.
Yeah, he might be reading the field.
He might be reading the field. And Drake's the one that's open.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get the question for sure. I don't even think it was a criticism, certainly not of Drake. But, I mean, when Drake's got 9 for 118 and 3 touchdowns,
You keep throwing the ball.
You kind of get it. You know what I mean? You're 3 for 3 in the red zone because he kept throwing it up to Drake. It's wild, though, when you kind of dig into some of the numbers. Between Drake, Bijan, and Kyle Pitts, 31 targets, they only threw the ball 37 times. Mm-hmm. So that's all to those guys.
Players.
Mooney's been hurt, but he's healthy-ish now. This is the healthiest he's been. Him and Penix have no track record together.
No.
Because remember, all those numbers that he was putting up last year, that was with Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
And all the reps that he got in training camp last year, that was with Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to him last year in the summer and asked him, what's it like catching the ball from Penix? He said, I don't know.
Yep.
It's like, oh, right. I guess he's right. You wouldn't have.
It would be better if Mooney was more involved.
It would be.
It would be better.
It probably would be happening if he would have – he was not in the training camp.
All year.
He wasn't in camp.
Exactly.
There's just no comfortability with him whatsoever. And then it is a – it is an extreme drop off after there.
Yes.
Obviously Drake London is very, very good and having a really good year, one of the best days, actually the best day of his career yesterday. Mooney, we've seen it, so you want to see more of it, but you haven't seen it with him and Penix. I mean, there's no connection between the two of those guys right now. Casey Washington was hurt again, so he didn't play. Ray Ray's not on the team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
David Sills doesn't know where to line up, so you can't really trust him.
Yep.
And beyond that, it's practice squad elevation.
And then that's what I'm saying. That's why I still think Kyle has to get more. Kyle got to get more. I think he got to get more. I thought he was good again yesterday. I understand, you know, on some of those third downs why there's nothing down there. So you dump it to Kyle and hopefully you can – because that's what like three of the first downs, third downs were. Dump it to Kyle and hopefully Kyle could find a way to get two more yards. That's where it mostly was. It was like third – and it was like third and 8, and he would get 6.
And he almost got it.
And he almost got it like two times.
But he's got to break 7 tackles
exactly.
to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, which is why they're 1 for 10 on third down yesterday. Brandon is in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
What's going on over there, my boys? How y'all doing?
Pretty good, Brandon.
Hey, guys. I mean, there's so much to talk about, dude. I don't even know where to start. I guess I want to start off with saying, you know, I'm feeling pretty good this year. I told myself I'm not going to get emotionally involved. And I suggest everyone else do the same, man, because they just break your heart every time. But with that said, it's like, where do we go, man? Do we look at the coach? Do we look at the OC? Do we look at, you know, the culture? When it comes to this Falcons, I try to stay away from the curse, man. I try to be positive, and I try to feel all these things. And, man, just at the end of the day, it's always just the weirdest stuff that happens to the Falcons, dude. Like, it's crazy, you know, going back to the Super Bowl or going back to the Marcus Mariota grenade toss, or going back to the Panthers 30-0, or last yesterday doing 6 sacks, 4 turnovers, and it's like we still lose, man. I don't even know where to turn at this point, guys. I'm just really called to tell everybody just be a fan from afar. You know, your heart and your soul will feel better about it. So, hey guys, I appreciate the time, boys. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, man.
I mean, I don't know that people can. You know,
can't quit you
if you're still in it. You're still in it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're in it now, today, if it's November 3rd, 2025, and you're still riding with this team, you're not going anywhere.
You're not going to damn place.
Yeah. They gave you plenty of off-ramps, and you're still on there. And I respect you for it. And, again, that's you know, if that works for Brandon, that's fine. But, you're invested in it. It's your team. You want them to win. They represent your city. That's what it is. And it's wild that every Sunday they seem to find a different way to do it to you.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just it's that continuous, like, knowing it's about to happen, you know, and not shocked when it does happen, you know. And you're more shocked that it happened. You know what I mean? Like, we might have been shocked if he would have made that extra point.
I would have been shocked. Here's what would have shocked me is if instead of the intentional grounding penalty, that drive turns into a field goal range drive.
Yeah.
Parker Romo makes the field goal and you win the game 26-24. I would have been shocked. But of course that didn't happen.
No.
Of course not. I mean, that never would have happened.
Too much like
because life. If they would have gotten into field goal range, you know what would have happened.
Yes.
Either they wouldn't have gone to him because they don't trust him because they've already done that a couple times and they would have had to been forced to go for it on fourth and long. Or he would have missed it.
Yep.
And then you'd be even more mad at him.
Or he got blocked.
Or it got blocked or something like that. Exactly. And returned the other way. Or that would have been the worst. He would have made the extra point. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, no one's shocked, but they're still mad, understandably. Amin is in Tucker. Hey, Amin.
Hey, gents. How are y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
I have a question. I've been watching Red Zone, watching other offenses, watching other play callers, other coaches, receivers and quarterbacks, and I see quarterback and receivers getting hit in stride. Is it just me, or does it seem like Penix cannot consistently hit any receiver in stride?
Amin, thank you.
I mean, he misses. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that, you know, a lot of times Michael is not anticipating where to put the ball. And that comes with time and all those other different things, sped up clock. But, yeah, I mean, I think the one thing about Michael is that he's got to get better with his touch. He's definitely got to get better with his footwork because your footwork allows you to make those throws in stride and things like that. The pocket, a lot of those guys you see, like, their pocket is there. They're able to step into throws. But, yeah, there's so many factors around this young man. He has all the talent in the world. He's got to refine his skills. He's got to refine the little things that make quarterbacks great.
I also think just, like, specifically to what Amin is talking about, a lot of the passes that they're throwing are to the sideline.
Yes.
So guys are catching the ball on the sideline or immediately getting tackled because it's in that part of the field. They don't do a lot of over-the-middle stuff.
And he needs to do that.
Absolutely.
And I think that
the fact that that just doesn't
– it does not exist. He throws – they throw outside the numbers because that's what he does best.
That's what he does best.
He's got to learn – just imagine having a guy like Kyle Pitts with a guy like Michael that can throw it. If he would just throw the ball inside the numbers.
Yeah.
They don't. They don't throw – you know what? They throw it, but they throw – hitches and they throw slants.
And that's also
– they don't throw seams.
Those are also designed to not lead the receiver, right? He's coming back to him, so he's putting it on him and he's getting tackled. Yeah, no, those are the routes that lead to guys being hit in stride.
Yes.
Like the Waddle touchdown from 2 weekends ago. Falcons don't run that way.
No, they don't.
It would be great if they did, but Penix, I don't know. I mean, that's something that he didn't do a lot in college. Clearly it's something that he must not be very comfortable with, but
– You better learn.
He better. Yeah, he better. I mean, these are the things, like, you can't be a top flight NFL quarterback and like, I don't really like to run or throw over the middle.
Can't do that.
Like, what?
Can't do that.
You have to do everything.
You got to do everything. He has to refine his game more and more. Comes with experience. It comes with being comfortable. That's why they don't do a lot of play action. I just don't think he's comfortable with turning his back to the defense. I know, and I love Zach's explanation when he was talking about why they like the pistol. I get it. Get out of it. And now, is this a case where Michael's not comfortable? He's always been in the shotgun. Is he not comfortable coming up on it? We're gonna split the difference. Well, Kurt was always comfortable under the center, and y'all went with that damn pistol until you didn't.
Right. So that was more about the play caller being comfortable. And again, we asked him last year because we were doing the coordinator interviews in weeks. We asked him like, straight up, what personnel are you most comfortable in? And he told us, and I was like, all right, well, okay, there's your answer.
Yeah,
there it is. And that was last year. It was 11, and that was last year. Now it seems like he's grown a little bit from that.
But they didn't do a lot of 12 yesterday.
They really didn't.
Yeah, they didn't do a lot of it yesterday.
Because they didn't run the ball.
Yeah.
Like, they abandoned the run before the game kicked off yesterday.
Exactly.
Which, again, I know New England's good at taking the run away, but still, like, your best player is your running back.
So, I mean, but again, he touched the ball 20 times. A lot of those
I know.
Were, like –
they didn't work.
As Dave likes to say, extensions of the run. But he did get the 4 yards or the 5 yards like that. Yeah. So they looked at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I thought the perimeter blocking was awful because there were plays out there for Bijan on those screens. If you hold your block a little while longer, he's going to get through there.
Yeah.
Going to get through there.
Yeah. All right. Rob's in Decatur. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
I'm good, man. I just want to touch bases on, man. I can't get past Zach Robinson, man. Fans been clamoring to install the play action. Third quarter, right before the intentional grounding, he runs a play action and throws and looks like a screen into the action, and it was wide open on the backside had it been schemed correctly. I can't do much more of that, guys. I can't do much more of that.
All right, Rob.
I got bad news for you, bud.
He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, he's got 9 more of them at least.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
And hopefully more.
Yeah, hopefully more.
Hopefully they're winning their way out of it.
He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, the play caller ain't where it needs to be. It definitely was an improvement from the previous week.
Yeah, but you know.
But still.
The bar was on the floor.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I said, and still.
Yeah.
You know, but they did. They scored in the red zone, Andy. The plan A became the plan B, as you pointed out earlier in the show. They came out throwing the football. They felt like they can have some success against this Patriots team throwing the ball, which they kind of did. But then when you saw them, like, in the third and fourth quarter mixing the run, Bijan was hitting it for 7 yards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go back to it. But I thought, you know, they wanted to do everything they could. Because one thing I hate Bijan too far away from the ball. You know what I mean? I know he can do different things and everything, but I hate when he's all the way on the outside of the numbers. He's the third receiver out there.
Yeah.
No, bring him a little closer.
And again, he did catch one out there.
He did.
And I think that might have been their one third down conversion.
You're right. It was a little hitch.
He hit him out there on the sideline. And he drilled that throw into Drake on the fourth down in the fourth quarter too. But yeah, man, I mean, that's one of the other really strange things about yesterday. I guess it's not strange. We've come to expect it at this point, but it's not just inconsistency week to week. It's almost inconsistency drive to drive with the offense. Like they would go out and put together like a pretty impressive 5-play, 53-yard, you know, multiple first downs picked up, multiple minute drive, and then come back 3 plays punt. And then come back 7 plays, 40, you know what I mean?
You're consistency moving down, from drive to drive.
And then come back 3 plays punt.
Yep.
Like they had as many 3 and outs yesterday as they had sustained drives.
Yeah, consistency in and out the drive is where you get your rhythm from, is where you get more plays as far as not – I mean, it's back-to-back weeks that they've – giving away at least 10 minutes of time possession to the other team.
And that's even with really doing a good job in the fourth quarter. With that, they had a 9-play drive like to start the quarter, 12-play drive to score to and almost tie.
What was that, that first drive out of the halftime? New England had like 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was like
15-play, 8.5-minute drive.
Yeah, to come out. So that takes it away from you and everything like that.
And then the Falcons went 3 and out.
Yes. And there you go.
Yep.
And there you go.
There you go.
I mean,
now luckily Drake threw that interception immediately on that next drive and gave the Falcons some life.
Like that's one of the things where you're like, okay, hurry up, don't review it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you don't know. You got his hands underneath the ball. We don't know.
You couldn't tell.
Let's go. Come on.
It was like the Florida catch, right? Like they showed that thing from every angle.
But I was like, it hit the ground.
It looked like it did.
It did.
They called it that it hit the ground. It looked like it did.
It hit the ground. Don't say it looked like it. Can I make you think that you?
Well, what's the difference? It looked like it hit the ground.
No, it hit the ground.
Well, they said it, called it hit the ground.
What you think?
They reviewed it. I think it hit the ground.
Okay, then. Say it like that, then.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, it looked like it hit the ground, but then they showed it for, like, 10 minutes. The Drake one, they didn't show it all, which is good.
Yeah, I just don't like how you say it for some reason.
Hey, man, you guys won the game. Don't be worried about how I'm saying stuff. It hit the ground. It looked like it hit the ground. They called it that it hit the ground.
You keep saying it looked like it. It hit the ground.
The incomplete pass was the one that I was sure of. I was like, obviously his hand was coming forward. How could the ball go forward if his hand wasn't going forward? I don't know. What are we wasting time for?
They wasted a lot of time.
They wasted a lot of time. All right. We'll come back and get back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.